Greetings, this is Stephen Merritt, and I have see Hudson, but I don't know. I've never been to ACRA.
WGXC always needs computer donations. If you have an old one you don't need, and it's either a Macintosh 2011 or newer 2.0 gigahertz or faster CPU, dual core or more, or Windows 2012 or newer 2.4 gigahertz or faster CPU, dual core or more, email info at WGXC.org for more information.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
You're live now from Hilo and Catskill.
All that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek, now coming to you from the Hilo on Main Street in Catskill. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre, Catskill, Hudson. And here is Corey with starting off with some news. Another report, another couple of DC superhero movies in development that follow the trends, but those trends are a good thing. The rap broke that Scarface Tremake scripter Gareth Dunnett Alcocer has been tapped to make Blue Beetle the first Latino superhero to headline a film, featuring the modern Batman Beyond-esque alien armor take on the classic hero, but I'm hoping predecessor Ted Kord will be in there in his post-reboot capacity as benefactor slash tech guy. A project going back two decades might make the stretch to the finishing line, as Amanda Adoko will follow in the shoes of pre-Matrix Wachowskis in trying to bring E.L. O'Brien, a.k.a. Plastic Man, to the big screen in what they assure will be a wacky comedy. Because as anyone who read all of Flashpoint can tell you, Grim and Gritty Plaz works even less well than Grim and Gritty Shazam. And in the middle of an article on female superhero projects in development, Deadline casually mentioned WB are mulling a Zatanna film. The fishnet-clad stage magician and daughter of the other character to debut in Action Comics number 1, having previously made a few appearances on Smallville. This might also indicate a plan to build up to a Justice League Dark movie, as that project seems to have fallen into the abyss like a lot of other Guillermo del Toro projects. confirming what even the blind saw coming. Netflix has canceled Daredevil, and in their suburb of what was, that maybe was part of the MCU, this is likely the end of the road for these versions of the characters due to contracts, rights, etc. A character originally slated to just be a supporter on the It Was Getting Better, Iron Fist, is instead the next Who? Character for the masses to ask their nerd friends about to help carry the future of the MCU. Deadline reports Marvel has brought in Chinese-American screenwriter David Callahan to bring to life Shang-Chi, Master of Kung Fu, the redemption-seeking son of an evil crime lord that will definitely not be Fu Manchu, should they stick to that origin and not just because of rights issues. A little bit of debunking from Kubo and Bumblebee director Travis Knight, saying reports he would step in for Guardians Volume 3 are just rumors, as while being a Marvel fan, he would rather refocus on future projects for Laika animation. Told you so time. Back when I reported on Marvel getting their comics Rise of Conan the Barbarian back, I said those variant covers wouldn't be the end of his interaction with the Tight Wearers. And come March, we get what I think is the first ever in-continuity meetup between the Chimerian and some superheroes as the sixth issue of Avengers No Road Home. We'll see a Scarlet Witch taking the team to the Hyborian Age for some different shield and sword action. And following up on the acclaimed and recommended up on you on Netflix, National Lampoon, Doc Drunk Stone Brilliant Dead, director Douglas Tirola will chronicle the history of Heavy Metal magazine for Fox Digital Studio in a documentary slated for next year. And get into our first set from the 1986 sports doc by Warren Miles, Beyond the Edge. Here is Dan Fogelberg with Beyond the Edge.
a line now. Cocaine decisions. You are a person with a snow job. You got a fancy, got a go job. Where the cocaine decision that you make today will mean a million somewhere else. We'll do it your way. Cocaine decisions. You are a person who is high class. You are a person not in my class. And the cocaine decision that you make today will mean nothing later on when you get nose decay. I don't wanna know about the things that you pull out of your nose or where they go. Sticking in, and I get madder every day, cause what you do and what you say affects my life in such a way. I learn to hate it every minute.
Tell you, yes, 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 you make expensive.
that set started with Dan Fogelberg, Beyond the Edge, from the 80s sport doc of the same name. Then Frank Zappa with Cocaine Decisions. And you just heard The Art of Noise with Beatbox. Soon all will know how the Wu-Tang became nothing to fudge with. Variety reports Hulu has ordered a 10-part docudrama, Wu-Tang, an American Saga, chronicling the band's rise against the backdrop of 90s New York City, under the guidance of RZA and Alex C. The former is also overseeing a film for Sony focused on cousin and clanmate Russell Tyrone Jones, a.k.a. Old Dirty Bastard. The Rap reports on another musical biographical in the works as Amy Winehouse's family has reached a deal with Monumental Pictures for a film with proceeds going to the Amy Winehouse Foundation. In the Rags to Riches category falls John M. Chu and Warner's untitled film focused on Arnel Pineda's transformation from homeless Filipino singer to second singer of Journey. Though, as they've also bought the rights to dramatize the 2012 documentary Don't Stop Believing, we can probably call it that. Currently untitled, but I'm calling it as Seven Dirty Words, Moneyball screenwriter Stan Shervin is looking at feature or serial possibilities for George Carlin bio project he's developing. Collider says one of Carlin's tragically short-lived spiritual successors is also getting the biopic's treatment as Focus is developing a Bill Hicks movie. Viola Davis is making Shirley Chisholm the subject of her first film in her first look deal with Amazon. As a streamer has begun production on The Fighting Shirley Chisholm, about the U.S. representative who became the first woman and first person of color to seek a major party nomination for U.S. president. Jonathan and Justin Gajewski are cooking up Ring King, dramatizing the journey of Wade Douglas Bowles to become Rocky Johnson, barrier-breaking wrestling star and father of future superstar Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The epic 8 through 128-bit era war that neither combatant really won but survived to varying degrees of success will be serialized and dramatized as Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg have reworked their stalled adaptation of Blake J. Harris's Nintendo vs. Sega Chronicle Console Wars to legendary television for an as-of-yet unplatformed miniseries. Coming off a record-setting 15 scripted shows aired in 1 year, Greg Berlanti is getting back in the director's chair for an adaptation of Mark Griffin's biography of movie icon Rock Hudson. Now, here is Tony Travis with Love is the $64,000 question.
Love's the category, love's the category, love is the $64,000 question. Now you're in the isolation booth, so you know you gotta tell the truth. Honey, honey, it's the last plateau. Do you love me? 'Cause I just gotta know. 30 seconds, that's the time you've got. Spotlights on you and you're on the spot. Here's the question from the envelope. Do you love me? I hope, I hope, I hope. Let's recap what has happened up to now. Week by week, by knowing the answers, you thrilled me, and how. Here's the summit, honey, take your time. You're the expert on this heart of mine. One right answer and we'll both collect. Say you love me and you'll be correct. Here's the summit, honey, take your time. You're the expert on this heart of mine. One right answer and we'll both collect. Say you love me and you will be correct.
Well, I can see that you and yoga will never do.
like a pretzel. Upside down on your head, feet against the wall, a simple yoga exercise done by one and all. Now cross your eyes and hold your breath, look just like a clown. Yoga's sure to catch you if you come falling down.
You may think you're handsome, baby. You may think you're smart. You may think you're so good looking. You can steal my heart. You're as slippery as a salamander. Slip and slide away. You're as tricky as a salamander. I don't want you today. Jiggle and wiggle and wiggle and rock. Jiggle and wiggle and wiggle and rock. Jiggle and wiggle and wiggle and rock. Slip and slide away. Jiggle and wiggle and wiggle and rock. Jiggle and wiggle and wriggle and rock. Jiggle and wiggle and wriggle and rock. I don't want you. Salamander, slip and slide away. You're as tricky as a salamander. I don't want you today. Mander, mander, salamander.
That set started with Tony Travis, Love is a $64,000 question. Then Elvis Presley and Elsa Lanchester, Yoga is as Yoga does. And finally, Mamie Van Doren with Salamander. Transitioning awkwardly into some horror news, perhaps future seasons of MST or Rift Tracks will do the sequels from the following franchise that are about to be retconned. Jordan Peele is producing and co-writing a new version of Candyman, scheduled for 2020 and to be directed by Nia Woods. It's described as a spiritual sequel that returns to the now gentrified Chicago neighborhood of the original. Given that the Rod Serling anthology show is coming back with Mr. Peele as our guide, someone had to bring back the other Rod Serling anthology show. Deadline reports Sci-Fi has tapped Teen Wolf showrunner Jeff Davis, along with Midnight Texas producers Davis and David Genolari, to curate a new collection for Night Gallery to explore, with a more Black Mirror-inspired focus on digital age horror. But no new tales from the crypt, as M. Night Shyamalan told Digital Spy his revival of the EC classic for TNT is dead thanks to the rights kerfuffle that erupted. But thanks to the rights throwdown being resolved for Friday the 13th, a surprising creative force has taken control. Not Vertigo Entertainment, the production house behind it and recent/forthcoming J-horror reboots, everyone thought it would be a Blumhouse production, though, But LeBron James is also a big fan of the Crystal Lake Murder Machine and will be producing it along with them. Blumhouse, though, is sticking to their usual wheelhouse for an unusual source material, as Bloody Disgusting reports their 2020 reboot of Fantasy Island will take the premise in a much more horrifying direction as a killer stalks the guests living out their fondest fantasies under the hosting of Michael Pena's Mr. Rourke. Hopscotching back to sci-fi, they're also mining some films for rehashing, as they've secured the Rise to cult classic Critters Saga and horror cult classic Killer Clowns from Outer Space. And ending on an original note, Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson told IndieWire they've wrapped filming on Robert Eggers' eagerly awaited fantasy horror follow-up to The Witch, which will be called The Lighthouse, focusing on a lighthouse keeper named Old in late 19th century Nova Scotia. Now it's almost 11:30 here on WGXZ 90.7 Acre Catskill Hudson. This is Forgotten Geek coming to you from Hilo on Main Street in Catskill. And here is Orange Swirl Society with The Fourth Pipe.
Danger, 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 danger
And that was Orange Swirl Society with The Fourth Pipe. Now for our last full set, starting off with Chumbawamba, Farewell to the Crown.
Get your gun. You can't take sand if you ain't got one. Latch them windows and bolt them doors. Keep them kids lying flat on the floor. Hold your fire and load them guns. And when you see them come, Johnny, show them how it's done. America was born with a gun in a hand. We got it in our blood and we gotta understand. We've all been blessed, but we've all been damned. America was born with a gun in her hand. Easy, she don't want to kill. That's what the British said out on Bunker Hill. The Germans and Japanese and friends we won. They know the firepower of American guns. We don't want to fight, but you know we'll never run. So what's this crack about playing with guns? America was born with a gun in her hand. We got it in our blood and we gotta understand. We've all been blessed, but we've all been damned. America was born with a gun in her hand. We talk about guns and we talk about war, and that kind of talk don't wash no more. The Johnny's on the ground and he's got no gun. He got his finger on a 100 megaton. We bide our time and we bide our tongue, and pray to God I'll be there when I battle him, my son. America was born with a gun. we're all damn blessed, but we've all been damned. America was born with a gun in her hand.
is but a dream.
Okay, and that last set started with Chumbawamba, Farewell to the Crown, and then from the very rare 70s American Gun album, America Was Born with a Gun in Its Hand, and ended with the Bradley Bills and Chant remix of KMFDM's Son of a Gun. Now, going forward on Forgotten Geek, I'll be throwing out some quick reviews slash recommendations of films and some shows on streaming platforms, particularly Netflix, given how much gets lost in their glut of content. I'll start with a quick Need a Time Killer recommendation for Little Evil. Adam Scott starts to fear new wife Evangeline Lilly's son might be of the Antichrist variety. And there's a scene-stealing role for Clancy, Mr. Krabs slash best Lex Luthor ever, Brown, as a sinister minister. If you want a great kid Antichrist comedy, wait for the upcoming Amazon adaptation of Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett's Good Omens, but Little Evil is a perfectly okay entry in that genre. Now, I'll be back in a couple weeks with a little bit of a more of a grab bag. They'll include some holiday programming, but no actual real Christmas music, just a little geek-related stuff, and be going out today with Propaganda, Dream Within a Dream.
All that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream.